All right, did you get a good sense of where Morgan Burnett is yesterday?
Well, Morgan looked good yesterday. He was took limited reps. So, frankly, I haven't even got the report on him today as far as from the trainers. I'll do that before I go down to practice. But I think we're moving definitely in the right direction. But he looked good with his work yesterday.
Mike, what is the with Michael? What's the benefit there of being able to kind of put him in at safety if you need him, but also kind of what he gives you in the slot?
Micah Hyde's a heck of a football player, just all the way around. And his ability, coming in here from Iowa, playing corner, then also have the ability to go inside, play nickel, and even safety and dime. So a lot of versatility, says a lot about him. Obviously his ability as a returner. So he's an excellent football player with a lot of versatility.
Early on last year, I think you mentioned at some point that Eddie Lacy wanted to keep his carries maybe down a little bit in the early part of the season. Is that accurate? And then, so he'd be a little fresher at the end. Is that the similar type of thing you're doing?
Well, I think what happened last year was someone in the media was frustrated because he had Eddie on his fantasy team and he wasn't getting enough carries early, is the way I recall it. But I could be wrong. But yeah, hey, we talk about rotation a lot. Frankly, if we would go back and play week one, James Starks would have played more in that game. We got caught up in a couple really long drives there where our substitution pattern wasn't quite what we wanted to be, both on offense and defense. And we had a couple guys that played more snaps in that game than we anticipated.
So could you get James Starks a few extra touches for me this week
then? Is he up?
I don't play fantasy people.
Sound like my kids.
I did want to ask you though. Last year you had three rookies playing the first game in Seattle. You had Corey, Devontae, who played 8-9 snaps, and Haha. How different of players were they from that game to when you guys played Seattle again in the last game? And just how far have those three guys come? Because they're all kind of important to what you do.
I think that's an excellent observation because it was really apparent when we were going into the preparation just at the end of the season, and particularly for that game, just how much they've grown, and that's normal. We've been through this enough in our 10 years here. Getting rookies on the field early, it's important, especially being up in Seattle last year for that kickoff game. It was a great experience for our rookies. Now they've grown a lot from it, and I think they've all three of those guys have taken that jump from year one to year two that you're looking for.
Mike, can you talk about what you've seen from their return man, Lockett?
Well, Lockett, special young man, dynamic. The privilege of working with his father, Kansas City. So he definitely makes them different in the return game. So he's definitely someone we're focused on.
Mike, I realize that football is a game of 11 guys against 11, but when it comes to run defense, if you have one guy like play in the middle, what kind of impact does that make when he can cover as much ground as he can?
Well, just as you stated, run defense, gap assignment, the ability to, trust one another that they're going to be in their gaps. And then there's really the second part of it. It's getting off blocks and making plays. And the third part of it is you have to tackle at a very high level of efficiency. So and Clay gives you all that. I mean, he's obviously a very disciplined player, very intelligent player. His ability to play multiple positions, the game comes natural to him. He feels things, and he's a player of high instinct, and he's a player that can make impact plays. So he definitely makes a difference when he's in the middle of our defense, whether running the ball. He still makes a difference when he's out on the edge, particularly chasing the quarterback or pass rushing, and it's important for us to continue to move him around because he's definitely a man of high playmaking ability.
And Mike, the T-shirts are great, and getting people to get excited about the game is great. But when you did your study during the off season, were there any themes or were there any things that you saw that explained why you were 9-0 at home? Any things that you saw that you said, all right, we got to keep doing that because that was one of the reasons why we were as good as we were at home?
Well, I think the first thing would be the fast starts. Really outside of the Jets game, uh, I think we came out of the gate fast and really got going. The crowd was into the game. That's important. But I think as your team matures, the comfort of being at home, I think our game day experience has definitely increased the last couple years. I know the players feel that way, just starting with the pregame, the music and the stereo systems and the selection of music, the millennium generation and their likes and needs to be inspired. I think, you look at all those things, but and our stadium's grown over the last 5 years, so I think definitely our environment has gotten better. But the reality of it is we played really good football last year too, so we have to be honest about that at home.
Like, I know it's just one game, but what Ty Montgomery did for you with those first two returns, what does that do as far as the offense and the field position being able to start off?
Well, winning the field position battle down at Chicago, that's a challenge. You look at their history of special teams play, and it'll definitely continue because they're very well coached. So, it made a big difference in the game. And I think any time you give our offense that kind of field position, it's beneficial. And we definitely had it with the two returns and the one turnover. So, and that's what we want to do. We want to be down in that red zone 5, 6, 7 times a game. And winning the field position battle definitely helps you with that.
Mike, he was only out for a week, but can Dayton help you right away now that he's active? And...
Well, I'll tell you today. I'm gonna see him run around, because let's not forget he's coming off an injury. So I mean, he's had the ankle injury back there 3 or 4 weeks ago. So really want to see his padded work today.
Mike, I think in the Bears game, Richard Rodgers had a couple of broken tackles. And over a couple guys. Have you seen that throughout camp, and is that something you expect him to expand on his game?
Yeah, definitely. I think Richard, you've been in practice every day. He's had a number of wow moments, in practice and definitely even a couple in the preseason games, whether it's on a punt rush or just make some of the catches that he's made. So I think Richard is really more comfortable in what we're asking him to do at the tight end position. And, he's definitely – making that jump from year one to year two.
Two more, please.
Have you seen, Coach, a difference in this Seattle defense? We saw the points they gave up last week. Is the one guy being out really make that much of a difference for this team?
Well, I mean, hey, they're still an outstanding defense. Now, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, the way they fly around, their ability up front. I think Michael Bennett is an outstanding football player. And complemented by the front, it's Bobby Wagner. I mean, they got a lot of really good football players. Earl's outstanding, Richard Sherman. So it's a very talented defense, and they still play with the same energy and activity. So none of that's changed. One game doesn't make a season, let alone it's not going to change my opinion. So this is a big challenge for our offense.
Mike, I don't know if he's going to make it to the next round, but Marty Schottenheimer was one of the nominees for the Hall of Fame yesterday. I was just curious what, you've talked about Paul Hackett before. There's a lot of guys that have influenced you. Is he the one where does he kind of rank on that influence scale, and how does his influence impact you as a coach?
I mean, Marty Schottenheimer and Paul Hackett, have influenced my professional path more than anybody in my personal, history in the National Football League. So when I think of Marty, I think of his leadership, his ability to motivate, and really his attention to detail in the structure of building a program. I mean, those are the three things that jump out about him. And, he played the game, was a successful player, very, very passionate, and you could see that in his teams. I mean, I thought he did a tremendous job of seeing his personality as part of the football teams that he coached. So they always played a certain way. There was things that were very important to him that he demanded each and every day, and it showed up on Sunday. So, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach in my mind, no doubt about it. Over 200 wins. That tells the whole story. But, as far as a guy that can build a program and do it over that long period of time, I think speaks volumes.
So are those the things that you mentioned? Are those the things you emulate from him? And then he had some really tough losses in his career, too. Did you ever talk to him?
Well, emulate. I hope I am, number one, answer the first part of your questions. But, yeah, I don't really talk about those kind of things. You know, I think every coach and every player that's been in this league long enough goes through tough losses. So I think that's part of being in this business. You know, no one goes through the National Football League unscathed when it comes to tough losses.
Thank you.